My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Darius Slay, I think this was on his podcast. So he's excited to start the season, kind of. And the issues that come in are where they're actually playing this first game Friday night.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy.
He says he just doesn't quite get why they're going there.
I'm like, NFL, why don't y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high? And like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, hey, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I would be in a hotel chilling, minding my business.
Makes it very clear.
Yeah, but I wouldn't even bring my family to the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, it is a business trip, and you're supposed to go there thinking that you're going to play a football game, not sightsee.
Yeah, of course.
And by you're also going to go to San Francisco, Philadelphia, Detroit. These are all high crime areas.
Yeah, but I feel like it's different once you get out of the U.S., you know? I mean, there's some bad cities,
have
security, we understand.
And believe you me, the Brazilian authorities, the last thing they want is to have an NFL player abducted or kidnapped.
I would think that would be high on the priority
like,
list.
Could you imagine, like, if Saquon Barkley was kidnapped by a gang?
No, but they were told, did they not? Were they not told not to wear green because
of
the gang-related violence?
No, it wasn't gang-related. It was because of the team.
It was gang-related.
No, I thought it was because of their rival team wears green.
You know what I mean? Whose rival team?
The Brazilian soccer team, whatever, the São Paulo soccer team, their rival team wears green.
Yeah, that sounds like someone trying to clean up what is the truth. The truth is gangs can't wear green.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. That's fine.
That's why the Eagles
switch their uniforms.
Okay. So what are they both wearing, white, or is it,
no,
the Eagles,
Eagles
wearing
are black?
Black
and white.
Black and white, and then the Packers are going to be wearing their white jerseys.
I think, but they're still green on that.
Well, numbers. They're yellow helmets.
Yeah, but they're still green on them.
I mean,
the G is green, is it not?
Triggered by seeing green numbers? I mean, come on.
So this was a big thing that was confused in June. So I guess early June it was reported that they were told not to wear green because of gang-related violence. And then I'm sure it was the NFL that came out and said it was soccer rivalries, not gangs.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, but gangs do support soccer rivalries.
Okay. I guess. I don't
Bottom
know.
Bottom line is there's really no reason to play there other than money, and they're putting their players in a weird spot. It's just another one of these examples, though. Like, it's when you had multiple Olympics in Beijing, when you had the...
Sochi.
Yeah, Sochi. You had the World Cup in Qatar.
Qatar, yeah.
You've got all these things that go on where these cities and these countries have either horrible records when it comes to to human decency or rights, and there's just violence and communism and whatever, and then the sports roll in and go...
So sports brings people together.
You know that. Right. I mean, so they put up like a board, a cardboard or a wood board, and like paint like a house on it and think like, hey, there's nothing over here. There's just a neighborhood. And then behind that cardboard board, there's politicians drowning the homeless in the rivers. God.
Wow.
This is the truth. You know?
There is some visual.
I think that is a little extreme.
Oh. I don't know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.